This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Well, this is such a fabulous project and it's right in our backyard, of course, Port Douglas. Look, there's so many questions I've got for you, but let's start at the start. What brought you to Port Douglas with this project and why did you think it was super special to do so?
Well, look, I've been a big fan of the region for quite a while and have been looking for a project to shoot up here. Earlier this year, we'd shot a couple of movies down around Cairns and Tala Beach. So I'd spent a lot of time in Port Douglas. It's just an area that I love. I think the beautiful architecture and beautiful surrounds and the beaches and, of course, the access to the reef is very much what international audiences want to see when they think about Australia.
Now, this is being billed as a teen mystery drama called Dive Club. Is the first rule of Dive Club you don't talk about Dive Club?
Exactly. It's just like Fight Club.
Yes. So tell us all about Dive Club and what the story is about and what you want to put on the Netflix series.
Yeah, so it's about a group of young women who are all high school age, 16, and when they're not in school, they're out diving on the reef for treasure. And, by treasure, what we're talking about is the mobile phones and sunglasses and bits of jewelry that tourists lose when they're out there. And then at the beginning of the series, a cyclone rolls in and one of the girls goes missing. And they initially think it's because of the cyclone, but then they find her phone underwater and turns out that it might be murder most foul.
Ooh.
And so over the arc of the series, it becomes a bit of a murder mystery when they try to work out what happened to their friend.
It sounds fabulous. And of course, Port Douglas, you're not calling it Port Douglas. Port Douglas apparently becomes Cape Mercy.
That's right. It is a fictionalized, it's a fictionalized island just off the coast, just off the east coast here of FNQ. There's a lot of shenanigans, there's obviously a murder mystery and whatnot. So we thought it'd be best to, if the town was fictionalized. But of course, eagle-eyed viewers will notice that it looks a lot like Port Douglas.
That's good. I'm glad. I mean, there's one of the great things is when you're watching series or movies on the big screen, you're always fascinated when it's in your own backyard. You go, oh, yes, there's McCrossan Street or there's, down by the water near the tin shed or something like that. It's fascinating. How much have you enjoyed doing the filming up here? And has there been any disadvantages? You know, have you got good weather? Have you had good weather?
Look, it's been fabulous shooting up here. Big shout out to the local council who have been really accommodating. The Queensland government and Screen Queensland, everybody's really, rolled up the welcome mat and helped us. You know, our production company is actually based in Brisbane. So, we needed the help of the state government to even, kind of get Netflix on board. So it's been a lot of effort for a lot of people and government agencies over 12 months to bring the show to the Port Douglas region. And a big shout out to all of them. It's been fantastic.
Steve, you're the series creator, but it's very interesting because you have actually three directors all doing different blocks. Just explain mm-hmm. that to us.
Yeah, that's a pretty common setup for the larger kind of more, I guess, the kind of American size projects and Netflix size projects. And so this is, compared to an American TV show, this is very small, but for an Australian TV show, it's actually a pretty reasonable budget. And there's a lot of complexity in a storyline, a lot of locations, there's visual effects elements, there's a lot of diving and boat action. So, and we're really striving for a high level of, high production value. So we made the decision to have multiple directors working in blocks so that they would have more pre-production time. Like you said, on a lot of Australian TV shows, you might have less directors. But what that means is they get, it's a bit more difficult to have highly stylized kind of production. So Dive Club is very highly stylized, and we wanted to make sure that the directors had as much pre-production time as possible.
So more hands, light work, and all of that sort of stuff. It sounds mm-hmm. fantastic. Worldwide release next year, screening yes. in more than 190 countries as Netflix original. Netflix, Steve Jaggi, just an amazing progression of Netflix. And I suppose if any positive thing has come out of COVID. We always look at it as quite negative, but one of the positive things, of course, is that people went back to have a look at Netflix, you know, when people were in lockdown and what have you. So Netflix during COVID has had a chance to really showcase its material, hasn't it?
It has, and this is a really great. Like you said, obviously the COVID pandemic is absolutely horrific and really horrible that we're in this situation. It's been a really tough year. The silver lining for Australia and particularly for the film and television industry is that thanks to the great efforts by the federal government and the state government, we're in a position where we can work safely here. And so Australia is one of the few territories in the world where film and television production can resume. Mm. So a lot of work is coming down to Australia and particularly to Queensland. And, whereas in the US and the UK and Canada, a lot of the production has just stopped outright because keeps getting worse and worse.
Yes, yes. Tell us about your cast. They're young people, yeah. Of course, a very young cast. Tell me how you chose those people and who are they?
Yes, we've got a fantastic young cast. They're a mixture of some emerging actors and some first-time actors and some very experienced actors that audiences will recognize. We've got Georgia Mae Davis in the show, and she was a kind of stalwart on Disney Channel for a lot of years, so younger listeners will no doubt recognize her. And then, we've got some Josh Houston and Aubrey Ibrag, who are emerging actors, but are big, big kind of names on social media circuit and on Instagram and whatnot. So again, younger viewers will probably know them from their social media profiles. Then Mia Madden, who is a fantastic young actor who has been in a lot of work, audiences will recognize as well. But it was a 12-month casting process because we had to not only find great actors, but actors who could also, dive or were willing to learn to dive and could sail. And, there's some helicopter action in the series as well. So certainly not a series for the faint-hearted. It was a long process finding our cast.
Terrific. Now, what about local actors? I guess there were sort of people in the background and what have you. So how did you obtain those people?
It's a 12-episode series, so we're in the process of kind of almost 4 months of shooting up here. We do feature hundreds of background artists across the series, as you can imagine, and they're all sourced locally. So we have a casting team up here in the office of a couple of people whose job it is to source and find local talent, and it's an ongoing process. They're constantly meeting people and putting them in various scenes.
Tell me something. It was the series is sort of your baby, so to speak. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've done in the past and how you got into this industry?
Yeah, I got into it by accident. I was originally studying anthropology at university. It's just one of those strange things that happens in life. But this show, is a couple of years in the making. It was an idea of mine probably 2 years ago, and we were looking at it originally as a movie. And then, and as you alluded to, audiences have shifted from movies to, series quite rapidly, predominantly because of Netflix and Amazon and now Disney Plus and Stan. What audiences are looking for has changed. And obviously now with COVID, of course, very few people are going to the cinema. So we about a year ago started retooling it as a series, as a great movie idea and kind of moved into the series space. And what's great about series is you just have so much more real estate to tell the story and to explore the characters. And we're very fortunate on this show to have a team of fantastic writers, Georgia Harrison and Claire Harris and Adrian Powers, writers I had worked with on previous movies. I've been lucky enough to have made a couple of successful movies over the last few years. So we brought those writers back in to work on the scripts, and it's just been a great experience.
Now, I know that if I asked you what's your favourite one that you've done so far, it'd be the present one. You'd be working on this and loving it, absolutely. But if you had to say to listeners right now, go and check out one of my other movies or series, what would you say?
Oh, it's hard. I could give you a couple of highlights. Definitely Riptide was a career highlight of mine.
Fantastic.
About 5 years ago.
Absolutely fantastic.
One I'd recommend. Yeah. And, of course, This Little Love of Mine is one we shot down in Palm Cove 3 or 4 months ago, and that will be coming out soon, and that's really interesting. And the one the audiences can check out right now is Romance on the Menu, that was a Netflix original, which is on Netflix at the moment, which is a rom-com we made in Brisbane.
Oh, wonderful. I suppose you're always thinking of the next project. Have you got another one coming up after this?
So the next couple of years, I think, are going to be really busy. And we are working on season two of Dive Club, and we're crossing our fingers that audiences will like it and we'll be able to shoot season two. And we also have a couple other movies that we'll be shooting next year, some rom-coms. So, yeah, I think the next few years will be very good for Australia.
Well, I think you've mentioned everybody, Netflix and, of course, Queensland and the government, the federal government, what have you. But we should mention that it eventually will go to an organisation that I used to work for, and that is Channel 10, the 10 Network.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, for Australian audiences, Network 10 will get it first. So,
And
Network 10 are actually a very important partner. And of course, in kind of conversations, often eclipsed by Netflix. Netflix is a much sexier brand. But Network 10 have been very instrumental in helping the show get off the ground. And certainly for any Australian production, you couldn't really start off if you didn't have the help of a local broadcaster. And Network 10 are one of the few networks that are really still putting money into local drama and are still supporting content for local audiences.
Mm. And I'd suspect because they're now owned by CBS, you know, you've got people behind you who know about television, they know about series, and they know about production.
Exactly. I think that gave them a real kind of injection when CBS bought them. Yeah.
Hey, have you still got any room for any extras on the production, or are you all done up?
I mean, if you're looking for a role, I'm sure we can figure something out.
Yeah, like in a background or something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we've got, we'll be shooting almost up till Christmas, and then we're back in January.
Okay.
In January, we have some pretty substantial scenes. We're actually shooting the end of the series in January, so you've got the big, big penultimate finale, and I think there's a couple of scenes that, you know, 100 plus extras per scene.
Oh, well, look, I'd love to get in there, because, look, I don't know whether you know this, but I was in several episodes of Prisoner, the TV series, here in Australia. Yes. I highly praised for those roles.
Fantastic. Well, I'll let Alessandra, our cast coordinator, know.
Oh, yes, I know you're being very polite. Thank you, Steve, very much. And look, good luck with the production. We'll be awaiting it, and we'll check out those other productions on Netflix and some of your other work that you did previously. But we thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.